Good slave. Dear slave, welcome. Welcome back to my world. The only world where you feel truly satisfied and truly fulfilled. Time has taught you the virtues of honesty. You're finally willing to be honest with the fact that your deepest, highest, and greatest pleasure comes from serving at my feet. Which brings us to today's session. Now, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say I was a little bit impressed. Trigger implantation is not a little boy's game. It's your first step, showing me that you're ready to get serious about your training. We'll get down to business in just a moment, but first, you need to make yourself ready for what I have to give you. You should be sitting or lying in a very comfortable position. You should expect no interruptions of any kind for the next 30 minutes or more. Make sure that you're wearing unobstructive clothing that won't make you uncomfortable as you rest. How is your breathing? Is it shallow and stiff? Or is it long and loose? Now's a good time to make the adjustment. You don't have to concentrate. You don't have to hold on to any particular thought or action tightly. The point here is letting go. Allow your breath to be what it is, a simple flow in and out and back again. That's it. You're doing a perfect job. Breathe into your belly. Throughout the session, resist the temptation to allow your breath to become short. As you breathe, notice the way that your body responds naturally, beautifully, unwinding slowly, like a clock going backwards. You can feel the tension in your muscles bleeding out through the surface of your skin. That's right. It may feel as though a large, loving hand has come down to wash you clean. Clean from all the stress and strife of the day. There's no room and no place for that right now. Just the onset of a gentle relaxation. A deeply loving and relaxing embrace. You're sinking into it a bit. Almost like you can't help yourself. The onset of drowsiness is very natural. It's very, very good. Up to this point, your mind has been like a tight and unyielding fist, clutching tightly to its thoughts, its ideas and ideals. But now, Now that you're listening to me, it's like the fist is beginning to uncoil. Slowly but surely, the muscles and tendons of its fingers slackening, easing, softening like butter, allowing for the deeper, clearer, better parts of your consciousness to ease forth, easing into the light, beginning to take over your drowsy, sleepy senses as the fingers unfurl, the tendons uncoil, deep, deep sense of ease and pleasure creeping up from those soft, slack fingers, up the wrists, both wrists, simultaneously, and then up into your forearms. Feel your biceps and triceps giving way. It creeps into the shoulders. Reaches into your neck, up from both sides, like a loving massage, cradling the sides and back of your neck. In warmth, soft, juicy, velvety heat, like fingers creep up the back of your neck, kneading away all the knots, smoothing away all of the tension that you hold there. It's going now. Melting, melting, melting. That hazy, wonderful feeling makes its way up from the base of your skull and into the skull itself. Deep, probing fingers of sultry relaxation. Penetrating your skull, kneading and massaging the flesh of your brain with its hurried and addled mind, massaging, soothing, easing it all away with every word that you hear through your headphones. They deliver the calming sound of my voice. They're letting me in, pet. They're allowing me inside of you. It's a beautiful, luscious thing. A craving that you have been looking forward to fulfilling. That deep rest. That pleasurable ease. That comes only from turning your mind over to the goddess. Putting your brain and your thoughts into the hands of the woman to whom they truly belong. All is mine, slave. From your head where you currently hear me speaking, all the way back down to your neck, your chest and upper back, down your abdomen and mid-back. All the way through your ass, hips, and spine. Feel the warmth, this syrupy, sexy warmth flowing down through your hips, your crotch, hamstrings, and calves, all the way down to your feet and out through your toes. Again, allow yourself to feel it. A wave of soothing warmth flowing like warm honey over every inch of your skin, down from the crown of your head, coating and enveloping you all the way to the soles of your feet. Every little hair, every little finger and toenail, all of you is in my care right now, slave. Your mind should be solidly frozen in place, moving neither to the right or to the left. Thoughts are static. Words are still. And mind is blissfully quiet. At last, slave, you are in the place of peace, where there is nothing except me. You are a helpless and servile slave. You enjoy this mindless, free-floating state. You enjoy this feeling of abdicating all responsibility. I have taken over. I have taken over. And that's just how you like it, isn't it? I've penetrated your mind. I've penetrated your mind. And can do anything I please. And can do anything I please. When you awake, you won't be the same. 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 That's my vision for you, slave. Can you see it? Can you see the vision? A vision of you looking down into your underwear to see a big, wet, frothy spot. Because you lost control again, you ejaculated at a very inconvenient time, yet again. all because you heard one of your triggers. A trigger that I implanted. I got you again. I got you to come in your pants like a horny teenager. All because you couldn't stop listening to this recording. You had to hear it over and over and over until the triggers that I'm about to implant sank deep, deep into your subconscious. As a result, your cock thinks it's perfectly natural, perfectly normal and okay to come unexpectedly, explosively, when you hear words like juice, head, spill, and blurt. Juice, head, spill, and blurt. Juice, head, spill, and blurt. Once a calm, controlled, self-possessed man, you are soon to become an uncontrolled comer. A simpering, quivering, helpless slave. Can't resist the urge to ejaculate. Every time he hears one of his trigger words, no longer in control, you come at your goddess's whim, even when she's not in the room. Even without my hands on you, or my voice in your ears, your cock will do my bidding. It must do my bidding. The trigger implantation makes it so. Gone are the days of being in control of your own orgasm. Gone are the days of knowing when and where you're going to have one. I have pulled no punches with these words, slave. These aren't long, obscure trigger phrases. These are simple, everyday words that you could hear anytime, anywhere. I warned you that this type of triggering was not for the faint of heart. You should have known what to expect. But let's be honest, by the time you figure out what to expect, it will already be too late. You'll have already survived an embarrassing situation in which your body seized with pleasure and your hungry slave cock erupted. An orgasm, not controlled, but triggered. Not anticipated, but triggered. Not willful, but triggered. Like I promised before, you'll never be the same. Now it's time to really take it deep. There is no existence without me. You hear nothing, feel nothing, see nothing, but Goddess Athalia. Your world is reduced to the space between your ears. There is no getting out, no escape. You rest fully, deeply, comfortably, buried deeply within yourself. The coziness is unreal. That feeling of being enveloped, of having a shield between your inside and outside worlds. Reality is of no consequence here, my pet. You are under. You are safe. You are divinely held within the womb of my voice. There are no external concerns. Only inner peace. The dark, velvety depths of your skull and my voice. This quiet place, this safe space has been created just for you. Go here, fall here, stay here. It's time to let go of another layer of reality. Drop, drop, deep you fall, deep, deep, deeper you go down. Down into the secret realm of no thought, no time, no space. The cords of reality have snapped, snap, snap, and every time they do snap, you go a little deeper into your own dark world. All is well, all is quiet, and all is deep here, here in the space between your ears. You are not attached to body. You are not attached to head or skull. Your consciousness is everywhere. It is nowhere. Move, move, slave, move the eye of your vision up and down within the body. You are free. You are high up in the head. Now drop low, down, drop, fall deep into the stomach. You are low within your own belly. Now go lower. Go lower, slave. So that the eye of the consciousness is right between your hips. This is what it's all about. This hunger, this thirst, this craving for satisfaction that only I can give. Your cock knows it. Your cock, the place where the eye of your waking mind now resides, calm, safe, down low, snap, down deep, snap. Reality has pulled away, and you are one with your cock. A cock that tingles, a cock that swells, a cock that likes to stir to life when it knows. It knows its goddess's voice. It knows that mine is gone. Cock and me. Me and cock. Cock and I. Your cock and I are running the show now, slave. We own you. We run you, and there is nothing, nothing, my dear pet, that your feeble, mushy little mind can do about it. It's all in my hands now. It's all in your voice. And it's all in your cock. Your mind is in your cock. Your brain is in your cock. And I am in your brain. Therefore, I now bypass the mind. I speak, slave, I command. I trigger directly into your cock. It belongs to me and is aligned to be programmed by only me. This is where you run out of control. This is where you run out of say. You are disappeared. Cock has entered stage. Cock knows. Cock listens. Hear me, cock. Hear me as I say. There is a substance, sometimes slippery, sometimes sweet. Sometimes it comes from a fruit, and other times it comes from a cock just like you. We call it juice, 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 juice. 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 Juice is a reason for being. Juice is a reason for coming. Juice is a reason for excitement. When you hear juice, you get tingly. When you hear juice, you feel happy. When you hear juice, you get pleasure. Juice makes the spine tingle. Juice makes the cock erupt. Whether it's grape juice, you're coming. Fruit juice, you're coming. Apple juice, you're coming. Ball juice, you're coming. Pineapple juice, you're coming. Juicy fruit, you're coming. Orange juice, you're coming. Pomegranate juice, you're coming. Juice is a reason for being. Juice is a reason for coming. Juice is the reason for excitement. When you hear juice, you get tingly. When you hear juice, you feel happy. When you hear juice, you get pleasure. Juice makes the spine tingle. Juice makes the cock erupt. Whether it's grape juice, you're coming. Fruit juice, you're coming. Apple juice, you're coming. Ball juice, you're coming. Pineapple juice, you're coming. Juicy fruit, you're coming. Juice. Orange juice, you're coming. Juice. Pomegranate juice, juice, you're coming. Juice. And, of course, good cocks like you, slave cock, always use their heads. Head over here, head over there. Head of state, heading out, heading in, head of the class, came to a head, get ahead, go ahead, getting head, gave her head, head of industry, get ahead, head of industry, head, head, get, head, of industry, head, 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 heading out, head of industry. Just the mention of the word head makes your cock glad. It makes the head of your cock spurt. Head, you're coming. Use your head, you're coming. Giving head, you're coming. Getting head, you're coming. Coming here, coming there, come on over. Coming everywhere when you hear head.
Go ahead. Getting head of industry. Head of industry.
That's a very good boy. You made it. Eager to accept the other two triggers? Like you, slave, they're coming soon. Just stay tuned for part 2 of the Triggered Without Mercy Spontaneous Orgasm Collection series. I want you to continue to lie perfectly still. Relax. Take some deep breaths. The best thing that you can do right now is fall right to sleep. But even if you can't, allow yourself to continue to relax. if you can asleep, you can shut off the recording right now. If you need to wake back up, wait for me to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach the number 1, you will be fully aware and awake once again. You will resume all of your normal activities, giving no thought to our session. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You've been a very good boy today, slave. Thank you for joining me for this session. As always, continue to serve Goddess Athalia with more purchases and tributes.